Some computer programmer recently entered his digital painting in an art competition and took first prize, much to the disdain and outrage of the artists who lost to that computer-generated artwork. Now, to be fair, Photoshop has been competing with photography for years, and any photo can be turned into a watercolor or a pencil sketch or a poster at the click of a command, then printed on canvas or watercolor paper or poster board. This particular prize-winning painting was hyper-realistic, but it had elements of classic styles that gave it a retro-modern artworkiness. Obviously, the judges were impressed, if not the competition. Get ready for the future, y'all. It's already here, suitable for framing. You don't think artificial intelligence will analyze the entire encyclopedia of poetry, then create a moody amalgam that will stand up to its human-created peers? You've been spending too much time on Instagram. These plucky binary bibliophiles will be writing sonnets, rap songs, plays, and novels before you can say Billy Shakespeare. Paintings, music, literature, they're boning up on styles and techniques, analyzing what we humans prefer, copying this and improving that. Next thing you know, they got a bestseller, a hit song, a Pulitzer Prize, the next big thing. I've been warning my artist cronies since I got my hands on Photoshop. You need to up your game. Move into the future before they have a chance to copy you. Of course, they may beat us there anyway, but I say give them a run for their circuits. Sure, it's a losing fight, but hey, if that wasn't your goal at the outset, maybe you picked up the wrong profession. Probably should have gone into coding. Program your own computer to do your art. Just saying.